All right. Good afternoon, and thank you very much for that kind introduction, and thank you for the invitation to be here with you today, and really the opportunity to still present and speak with you remotely under these current circumstances. And the topic that I was generally asked to talk to you all about is the current state of the PTO. I'm happy to talk about all that. So I'll give you some thoughts about the various issues we have been working on, what we plan to work on for the next period of time, and also very happy to answer any questions you might have. My understanding is that you can type in questions and send them along in the Q&A box or in the chat box. And we'll see if I can figure out how this technology works. And so if I see your question pop up, I'll do my best to answer it. So to get going, let me cover some high-level thoughts about where we are. First and foremost, with respect to patent policy, the number one issue that still remains with respect to patent policy in the United States is patentable subject matter, Section 101. You probably know that we at the USPTO issued some guidance a year now, a bit more than a year actually, it was January 2019. We issued some updated guidance in October of last year. So we have been working pursuant to this guidance for 13, 14 months now at every level. So that includes the examination and also on appeal at the PTAB. So far, we believe that our guidance is working really well, and we can tell that in a number of ways. We can tell that both anecdotally, but also we have statistics that we have been tracking very closely, and all in, we think it's working very well, although it's really important to hear from the public, so please feel free to chime in with thoughts and comments on this during this meeting, but really at any other time as well. So anecdotally, we know that prior to the guidance, it had become very, very difficult for our examining corp and our judges to apply Section 101 law in the many cases that come before the office in a consistent manner in an efficient manner. The law had become very complex since the Alice and Mayo cases, with many, many decisions from the Federal Circuit and the lower courts subsequent to those cases. And some of those cases are very difficult to reconcile with each other and the like. So what we did was to look at the entire body of law and synthesize the cases in a framework that is not only compliant with the law, but easy to understand and easy to apply in a predictable and more consistent manner. And we know from our examiners, and also we know from various applicants that come before us, that it's working much, much better. They are much, people understand it. Folks get it. It makes a lot of sense. We also know that the guidance and the framework is correct. Not only is it correct pursuant to case law, we think it's perfectly consistent with the statute. In fact, is the way the statute is being applied, obviously, by courts. And it's also consistent with subject matter frameworks in other major jurisdictions, such as Europe, Japan, Korea, and the like. Not everybody has the same subject matter that is in or out. Each one depends on the law in their various jurisdictions. But the framework where we look at categories of matter that are per se out And then we find a way, if it is out, we find a way to determine whether they are really by themselves as such, or whether they can come back in because they are a practical application as part of the useful arts or the industrial arts or the technical arts, depending on what each jurisdiction has to say. So we think we are entirely consistent now with international practice in this area. So we think it's working very well, both in terms of consistency of law, but also we know it's working well looking at the statistics. Looking at the statistics in particular, we know that the number of rejections in these technical areas that are most affected by the Alice decision, the number of rejections have gone down dramatically. So that's number one. But more importantly, we know that the consistency has increased significantly, and we're going to publish some results from our chief economist in the coming weeks or months. But what we have been able to discern so far is that the consistency of decisions now between decisions has improved to pre-Alice times, and in fact, it's even better now than it used to be even before Alice.